Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The final buzzer has sounded, and the game's over. It's time to talk about who played well and who didn't. It's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May at the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Now, let's get to your calls and reaction from the game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome in, Bucks fans. That is a victory for your Milwaukee Bucks tonight. And oh, it was a nice one for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. You knew it was going to be a good night when the Bucks come out and hit 8 3-pointers to start the game. That's beautiful. It's absolutely marvelous. Was I sold they were going to win the game after they hit 8 3-pointers? Absolutely not. Nope. Wasn't on the train at that point. Wasn't sold. Then you get to halftime. They're still up. Was I sold then? Nope. Still not sold. Third quarter. Still feeling good. Then Giannis goes down. And I swear to you, I'm here in the studio, and we have a new producer starting tonight, Charlie Usen, who is starting with the show tonight. We'll talk to Charlie a little bit later in the show, get his background and all that fun stuff. But when he went down, and you, first of all, he went down untouched. That was the first scary thing that happened. Then he's grabbing for like the back of his calf and like towards his ankle. And normally that's kind of in that area where you're grabbing when that thing rolls up, the Achilles rolls up in the back of your leg. And I was like, oh my goodness. I really hope that was not the Achilles. Please tell me that is not the Achilles. Because normally, you know, if it's cramping, because I saw some people like, oh, he's just cramping. You know, if it's cramping, you know what I mean? You push the foot back a little bit, you know, you stand it, the foot is up, so the heel of the shoe is facing out, and then you kind of push the toes back and kind of loosen up the calf a little bit, maybe do some massaging to it. But he got up and limped off, limped all the way back to the locker room, limped all the way into the locker room. And then they asked Doc Rivers after third quarter, hey, man, y'all all right? I don't know. I think he's okay. Or no, I hope he's okay. I think he'll be okay. That's what Doc said. I hope he's okay. And then he said, I think he'll be okay, with a little smile. But that was it. If Doc knew it was a calf strain, why couldn't he have just said, hey, it's a calf strain, it'll be fine. Right? I mean, I don't know. So that was, now the calf strain report came from Major Wojnarowski of ESPN. That's where the report came on the Giannis calf strain. So from that perspective, that was good news. That, okay, it's just a calf strain. There was still a matter of holding on to win this basketball game without Giannis being in there. Now, from the Bucks' perspective, you got a Celtics team that didn't sit their starters per se, but Porzingis didn't play and Horford didn't play. So their true two bigs outside of Cornette and Tillman really weren't out there. So you had an advantage size-wise coming into this game where you're like, okay, well, we should definitely win the rebound battle tonight, if nothing else. They did, 49-38. The free throws? That's a story all of itself. The Boston Celtics did not attempt one free throw the entire game. Did not attempt a single free throw the entire game, the Boston Celtics. The Bucks attempted two free throws, both by Giannis, one of two. Two free throws attempted in the entire basketball game. That is why this basketball game ended so soon. Normally, if it's a 6:30 start, somewhere in that area, normally the game will get done around 8:50-ish, 9 o'clock, somewhere in that area. This thing was done at like 8:33. I mean, this game cruised through. And you even had a couple challenges and so forth in this game. And this game got done quick. And we talked about in the Green and Growing podcast that, you know, clearly I think the NBA is getting to the point of they don't want all these free throws every game. Because it bogs down the game, it slows down the game, and they want this game to be more up and down, without whistles and everything else. Now, if you didn't see the tweet earlier today, I have a big announcement. Well, I think it's a big announcement. Concerning this radio station coming up here, we're going to do it at 9 o'clock. And the reason I'm doing it at 9 o'clock and I'm not doing it right now is because I want to make sure everybody has a chance to get out of Fiserv Forum, get to the cars, get into the car, turn on the radio station, and then I'll tell everybody what the big announcement is concerning 1250 AM The Fan. So that comes up at 9 o'clock, a pretty big announcement, I'd say, coming up at 9 o'clock. Bucks win tonight 104-91. All five starters in double figures tonight for the Bucks. Bobby Portis with 15 off the bench for the Bucks, which also was a good sign. It was just one of those nights, especially there in the first half, where you're going, man, like everything is falling. Everything. Pat Beverly took a skyhook, and he hit a skyhook in this game. And then the next possession came down, and he hit a three-pointer. I don't know how much more you want to see to convince you that this may be the Milwaukee Bucks night. But that was just a couple of moments in this game where you were realizing, all right, this is their night. Like, here we go. Brooke Lopez hits five threes. Five threes. And I tweeted out after he hit the first couple, I was like, oh, maybe Splash Mountain is back. We'll see. We'll see if he's actually back or not as the game goes on. And this is what it sounded like earlier tonight on TNT.
Brown snuck in for the steal. Here is Lopez, and that'll get him up.
It will get him up. Brooke Lopez with a three right there, and a big three for the Milwaukee Bucks. And that's kind of where you're at right now if you're a Bucks fan like me. You just needed, like a player, to a certain degree maybe, you needed to see it go into the hoop. You needed to see it go into the hoop a couple of times to build your confidence that this could continue. But the problem is, you and I both probably were as skeptical as everybody else watching this game of, yeah, we've seen them have good first quarters before. And they were even bringing it up on the broadcast of, yeah, they've had good first quarters before, but Boston knows it's a long game. They know Milwaukee's got off to good starts. Nothing to be too concerned about here. Long way to go for the Celtics. So even though the Bucks were feeling good, the fans at Fiserv were feeling good, up and cheering and going crazy, it still didn't seem like Boston was all that concerned, even with all of that. And yes, the Bucks were able to figure out a way to win this game. I've been joking around on the Green and Growing podcast and on this show about the Bucks have been searching around in the dark, trying to find that magic switch to turn on to get them to be good again. No? And I said the last show that I think they're on the other side of the room. Like, I don't even think they're on the correct side of the room of where the switch is. They're not even on the correct wall of where the switch is. You know, you're feeling around trying to figure out where the switch is. No, you're not even on the right wall. You're on the opposite side. You're on the wrong side of the room. You got to still go to the other side before you can get the switch. I don't feel like that was the switch. I'm not there, folks. If you're there, please tell me. I don't think they flipped the switch tonight. I don't think this is it. Now, I'll say this. If they look like this for the next three games going forward, against Orlando tomorrow night, right back here, back-to-back at home, beautiful, And then they go to OKC Friday and to Orlando on Sunday. That's a noon tip, last game of the regular season. If these next three games look like this game, then I will say, okay, they found it and they flipped the switch. And that's a beautiful thing. They're showing Giannis limping out of the arena with family in tow. That's a calf strain. He's still limping. I mean, there's just no way he's possibly playing tomorrow night. I can't imagine. John Horst fist bumping his family as they walk out. That's awfully nice of John Horst. I'm not there. I don't think they flipped the switch. Do you think this was the flip switch? Do you think the Bucks are fine now after watching them tonight against a good Boston Celtics team? Again, no Porzingis, no Horford. Are you there? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. It is a Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's. Your calls next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
See what the numbers say about today's game as we dive into the box score. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
Bucks come up with the win tonight. Yes, they did. Over the Boston Celtics. Couldn't be happier. 104-91 for the Milwaukee Bucks. Big announcement concerning the radio station, 1250, coming up here at 9 o'clock. So 12 minutes, we'll give you our big announcement. Also, Bruce Bernstein is going to join us from the 48 Minutes podcast. A longtime bigwig over there at ESPN. Also, as a Celtics fan, and I've talked to him a couple of times in the Green and Growing podcast, Ross Geiger, who also does that podcast, who was on the last postgame show, mentioned him. So we'll have Bruce on tonight to kind of get the Boston feel for this. And they talk a ton of Bucks. They had Giannis on their podcast earlier in the season. So Bruce is very well, has a lot of knowledge concerning the Bucks. So we'll talk to Bruce at 9:20. But big station announcement coming up at 9 o'clock. Tonight, Giannis 15, 8, and 7. 7-11 shooting. They just showed him on TV, still limping out of the arena. So hopefully, I mean, they're saying calf strain, but oof, I don't know. Chris Middleton, 5 of 8, 2 of 4 from 3, 6 boards, 9 assists, 12 points. Brooke Lopez, 5 of 9, 5 of 8 from 3, 6 boards, 15 points. Pat Beverly, 8 of 13, 4 of 8 from 3, 10 boards, 3 assists, 20 points. Damian Lillard, 5 of 11, 2 of 5 from 3, 3 boards, 5 assists, 12 points. 15 points for Bobby Portis off the bench in 22 minutes, 7 of 13, 10 boards, 2 assists. The only one in double figures off the bench. 53% for the Bucks shooting, 39.8 for Boston. 3-point shooting, 17 of 36 for 47%, which is really, really good. 17 of 52, good for 32.7% for the Celtics. But again, story of the game. 0 free throws attempted for the Boston Celtics. 2 free throws attempted for the Milwaukee Bucks. That is bonkers crazy. Like, that is just not something that you see normally. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro's postgame show served up by Wendy's. And let me tell you something that's coming up over there at Potawatomi, because I'm sure you're well aware. Everybody is talking about it, and I'm going to talk about it too. Potawatomi Casino Hotel in Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold with a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens up this May. All right, let's go out to the phones. 414-677-1250, asking you, do you think the Bucks found the proverbial magic switch that everything is fine now after watching them win this game against the Boston Celtics? That's the question. I'm not there. I need to see 3 more games in a row like this to end the regular season, and then I will officially be on that train. I'm not there yet. Maybe you are. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Q, Tosa, you're up first here on 1250 AM The Fan. What's up, Q?
I don't know if they found the magic switch yet, but I really like Pat Bev in the starting lineup. Like, what did you think of Malik Beasley coming off the bench and Pat Bev in the starting lineup?
Okay, so when I initially saw that earlier today, my initial reaction was, that's fine. Might as well try something at this point. You've been playing horrible. And Beverly's been out, you know, like you and I talked about last postgame show. So I was like, all right, fine, let's see. And your immediate thought for me was, if Beasley's feeling himself off the bench, that can be some instant offense and some energy for you on a given night. My next thought was, if Beverly's in the starting lineup, that means somebody's going to be playing extended minutes there in the first quarter, because they're not going to rest both of them, I don't think, necessarily, at the same time. So that'll change the rotation a little bit. I'm fine with it. But Beverly did bring energy off the bench, right? He brought some burst with him. Portis brings some burst with him when they're at home. And Beasley only brings it if he's hitting shots.
So I just like that it's a little more diverse or a little more versatility. Like, when we were successful in 2021,
yeah,
the starting lineup changed quite a bit after Dante got hurt.
Right.
So, like, that fifth player was like a flex player, and it wasn't always clear who Bud was going to start.
It was more matchup-based.
Yeah, and I think it made them, like, a little more harder to plan for. So if Doc starts doing that in the playoffs, I'm here for it. And I'm glad that as we're getting closer to more meaningful basketball, if there was, like, a handshake agreement that Malik was supposed to start X amount of games this season, it seems like he's hit that threshold, and now we don't have to worry about it. Because for a long time, I thought he would be a nice offensive pop for the second unit. So I'm excited, and it's nice that the losing streak has come to an end. That the strain, Giannis's injury, it looked like a cramp to me. And the fact that they showed him walking out without any help is encouraging. So prayers up for Giannis, but luckily that man has like Wolverine superpowers and is able to regenerate his health very quickly. So I'm sure he'll be
Realistically, if he doesn't play the last 3 games, it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. You need him for the playoffs. So regardless of what he says, there's no way I'm playing him against Orlando tomorrow. I don't care if he feels fine tomorrow morning. He's not playing against Orlando. And then you wait and see how he feels, I guess, Friday, because now you're getting on a plane and going to OKC and to Orlando. If he's still limping around tomorrow and Thursday, I wouldn't even put him on the plane. Like, you can just stay here and wait for the team to come back after the last two games.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to rest him. I haven't been watching the scores around the NBA. Maybe you can cover that later, but
sure.
hopefully we made up some ground tonight. So, but really excited for your big announcement coming up at 9. I'm going to stay tuned in to find out what it is.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go to Buff in Waupun. You are next here on 1250 AM The Fan after the Bucks get a big win over the Boston Celtics. What's up?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing good, man. So do you think this was the proverbial light switch that makes them good now for the rest of the way out? Was this the game?
Dude, they're an it's exhibition season. I mean, like, I think it was Steve Homer True did the X the other night and said straight up, Gary Ellerson, he retweeted it or whatever, saying straight up, you know, Doc Rivers came in midseason, and Doc has even, and trust me, Doc Rivers, I'm not sure what we got, but they're in training camp because they don't have practices, right, Steve?
They have a practice here or there, but they don't have many. There's not many left, no.
Right, so I'm thinking they're all gearing up for the playoffs. I'm not worried about Giannis. That last caller, I want to say straight up, amazing, great, reminded me of the old school days.
Q, yeah. Yeah, Q used to call in back in the day, too. Yep.
Yeah, God bless him. And, you know, who I miss is Lamont. Remember Lamont?
I was texting with Lamont earlier today. He's an alderman in Milwaukee now.
No? Are you? Really?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I think he just got reelected again. Yeah, man. Lamont's doing big things. I said to Lamont, I said, hey, man, you want to come in? Because he used to call his postgame shows with me back in the day. Every once in a while, he'd come in studio. And he claims that he's going to come in one of these days and hang out with me and do a postgame show. But now he's an alderman. You know, he's big time. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Well, you know, good for him because, like, me and him were back in the days of the old school days. Me and him would always, like, talk on the phone or, you know, just text each other. And
yeah.
And I got, you know, but, like, yeah, the Bucks, dude, they're going to be fine. Boston, I'm not sure what you got. Is Boston and the Bucks of the year that when they lost to the Raptors?
Might be.
You know what I mean?
Might be. I mean, they've been as dominant as you can come this year versus anybody else. And you were talking about exhibition season. We're going to talk with Bruce Bernstein, who's a big Celtics fan from the 48 Minutes podcast, coming up at 9:20. And I would have to imagine him and other Celtics fans probably are like, just let's get this done. Like, who cares? We lost to the Bucks. Let's get to the postseason. Because if they don't go win this thing this year, it's going to be a failure big time for the Celtics, and there's going to be pressure on that coach.
And amen to that, brother.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Bucks back a couple years ago when they lost to the Raptors. We want to get the season done, right? You know, it's just like, come on. We're the best team in basketball. We're going to run through this whole series, the playoffs. And you know, we were up 2-0 on Toronto.
I remember. I was on the air. Get your brooms. It's going to be a sweep. This is over. There's no way Toronto wins more than another game or so in this series. Man, it was horrible. And then that was the series in which Vincent in Anaheim, who calls this postgame show still, that's when he debuted on this show calling in because he found us online or something, being a Raptors fan and wanted to hear what Bucks fans had to say. We were the only call-in postgame show, like we are now. And he started calling in left and right, and that's how the relationship began with Vincent Anaheim. Super cool, dude. I like him. I know some people don't, but I dig him.
Dude, I remember Vincent. I remember all the old peeps back in the days. I'm glad to hear Gary Wolfel's doing great, but can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
From the bottom of my heart?
Yeah, what you got?
How's Kay doing, the kids?
Oh, everybody is good. Everybody is doing good. Got a baby girl now. She'll be two at the end of July. Cool. And then Jax, he's going to be, he just turned 8. The other ones are 17 and 19. The aging process does not change, and I have a lot more gray hair than I did back then, Buff. Thanks for the call, buddy. So there he is, Buff and Wampine, longtime listener, so forth. All right, so we got 1 minute. As I said, 9 o'clock was a big announcement for 12:50 a.m. The Fan. And I see some of you tweeting your ideas and guesses, and you all have legendary-type dreams for sure, right? Like, so I saw one that suggests, hey, Bart Winkler's coming back. He's going to be doing a show. Man's doing national radio and making coin. Like, no. No, it's not going to be Bart Winkler. No, not going to happen. Then another guest was, hey, it's Ryan Horvath. He's doing national radio on BetMGM tonight. Lives out in D.C. or whatever, Maryland. Now, if you want to listen to Horvath, me and him do Curt and Long, you know, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Download it at 5 o'clock Central right there on your Odyssey app, or we download your free podcast app. That's not it. So those were a couple of the guesses that I saw, and I will clearly just tell you that's not what it is. But I can tell you now that it's 9 o'clock that you all were close. Y'all were close, right? Because the guesses were, for the most part, that a daily show was coming back of some sort. That was kind of the guess. And that guess is accurate. We are bringing back a Monday through Friday show, but it's not going to be those guys. However, it is going to be called Wisconsin Sports Daily. It's going to be on Monday through Friday from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. 3 hours every day talking Packers, Brewers, Bucks, Badgers, Marquette, Panther, basketball, whatever. Whatever the stories are locally, we're going to do it. And you know the other cool thing that's going to happen on that show? We're going to take a lot of calls because we are the fan, and it is about you, the fan, right? So that show, that Wisconsin Sports Daily show, is going to be highly interactive. Who's hosting the show? I am. It's you and me. 2 to 5, Monday through Friday, Wisconsin Sports Daily. Charlie Houston, who is producing for me tonight, will be a producer of both shows as well. So he's starting tonight on the postgame show. Tonight's his first night. He'll also be the producer of the weekday afternoon show as well, Monday through Friday. So starting this Monday, we will debut Wisconsin Sports Daily from 2 to 5 in the afternoon and provide some fun, real sports talk radio, right? We're going to talk sports, take a lot of calls, read a lot of tweets. And I also have another thing that I want to do that I think the last time around, as a staff, we were pretty crappy at doing this, and I want to make it better. So I'm going to try and focus more with the help of Charlie on reading more Facebook posts and so forth. Because, you know, when we do the shows Monday through Friday, we'll tweet out, the questions and the topics, and you guys will respond. And we do it on Facebook, too. And back in the day, we always just read the tweets. That was it. And we really never read the Facebook posts. And I thought that was a big mistake because those people that are posting on Facebook never get their stuff read, never get on the radio, and they kind of feel left out. So I want to make sure we take care of everybody involved. So calls, tweets, Facebook posts, want to hear from everybody starting this Monday. So those of you that are Zach Gelb fans, I am a Zach Gelb fan myself. I am sorry. So Friday will be Zach Gelb's last show on 12:50 a.m. The Fan, and you'll have me in his place doing local sports talk radio again from 2 to 5, Monday through Friday. And obviously, we have social media to help promote this to a degree, but the best way to promote it, if you want to help out, help Sparky out, me, would be tell people, you know, man, put it on social media, help spread the word, man. I want to find some of our old listeners, you know, that, I don't know, maybe they're listening to podcasts now since we went off the air, or listening to a different radio station, or maybe they're just listening to music. I don't know. But I want to find all of our old callers that used to call in, all the old listeners. Let's get everybody back together and do this thing again like we did it back in the day here on 1250. So excited to be back on doing a daily show. I'm beyond excited that we're back doing a post-game show. Really excited to be back doing a daily show. And stuff like what's happening here normally doesn't happen. So very grateful to Jason Bjornsson, who is our general manager, our market manager, for helping us get into a situation to be able to bring local sports talk radio back to 1250. Very, very thankful that he is the one kind of push, the major push behind this to do it. And I can't wait for the future. I'm super excited for the station. I'm super excited for the future of this station. And I really am so excited to get back to doing this daily show Monday through Friday. Justin in North Carolina, you're next here on 1250 AM The Fan. What's up, Justin?
Sparky, what a great win. And the reason why I'm going to call this a great win is because it's been a long time since we found a way to win a basketball game. I think these guys came out with a different level of energy. We're going to hope that it's just a calf strain from Giannis and nothing more. And we're going to hope that he can just sit down until game one. But more importantly, man, you coming back from 2-5 is something that's desperately needed in the 414. And for guys like me who are lifers that drive around this country and listen to you to get through their day, right? Like, I'm not even going to say anything else about it because I might get a little bit disrespectful to other people. We don't want to do that. We want to keep it positive on a 414 winning night tonight with the Brewers and Bucks winning, Sparky. But what are your thoughts about Giannis, man? Like, how do you, because I feel like we can beat the Orlando Magic without Giannis. What do you think?
Yeah, probably. But, I mean, the issue is going to be, do they hit their threes? Right? I mean, does Brooke Lopez do what he did tonight somewhat consistently now in the playoffs? Is Lillard going to be Damian Lillard, or is he going to be kind of what he's been the rest of the year, which has been very inconsistent? Chris Middleton, can he stay healthy for a series? See, to me, there's so many questions. From a talent perspective, yes, they have enough talent to beat the Orlando Magic without Giannis if that's the matchup. No question they have enough talent to do it, even without Giannis. But can the talent play up to their level of talent and not play below it? Because Brooke Lopez, we're being honest, hasn't played up to his talent level in a while. Damian Lillard has not played up to his talent level consistently this year. And that's something that has to happen if they're going to win series in the playoffs.
See, that's why I used to call you and I'd be like, what's up, Spark Dog? Because you're a big dog. That's a big dog comment. I was only talking about these last two games for the regular season. But I love the way your mind thinks.
Well, it's playoffs.
I don't know. Yeah. I just want to get Giannis to game one of the playoffs. That's all I'm saying. Just get him to game one. Like, but we gotta call these Celtics dudes out a little bit, man. And I know Porzingis didn't play, and I know Grandpa Horford. You know, I'm a grandpa too.
I can't stand Horford. That dude kills this team every time they play him.
Absolutely. And they sit him down, and then, you know, Joe Mazzulla, he does this BS where, all right, we're losing, so let's pull my guys a little bit earlier than a normal NBA coach would do so that we could have this narrative that the Bucks didn't really get a win. Like, we've lost to everybody. And like you said in that tweet when I responded to you, we're not concerned with people's benches because we haven't been starting fives on teams that are probably glorified benches. So it's a good way to get off the schneid. Let's find a way to win the next game. And Sparky, I already know. 2-5, you bring it in every day, man. I can't wait.
2-5, Wisconsin Sports Daily. Tell everybody you know, Justin, because I know you know people back here, back in the 414. Have a good one. Take care. Yeah, man, I need y'all help. I need every one of your help to help promote this show and spread the word and do the thing. And let everybody know 1250 is back up doing local programming. Got this show, the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's after every Bucks game through the postseason, through the regular season, all the way through, kind of going forward. So really looking forward to continuing this one. And hopefully, you know, they'll make a nice long run. We'll get to do a lot of these. And now a daily show. And being able to talk about all of your favorite teams, not just one team, but all of your favorite teams. And I'm really excited to see, you know, how this plays out kind of going forward and all the fun interaction and stuff we get to have with that show. One thing that never changes, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after win, so act fast and get that free small Frosty at Wendy's. And of course, they have the orange Dreamsicle Frosty right now. If you haven't had it, shame on you. It is amazing. In fact, you should go get one right now.
Who was the player of the game? Who stood out? Let's find out who the MVP of the game is next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
Bucks get the win tonight, 104-91 over the Boston Celtics. And they needed it in the worst way. Obviously, coming into this thing, riding a four-game losing streak, having lost 6 of 7, they needed a win in a big way. And they got it. You know, 8 threes in the first quarter, that helped. They win 104-91. And all 5 starters, plus Bobby Portis off the bench coming up in reserve, was a key part of all of that. And if you missed the game and you just turned on 1250, hear what happened. There's two big storylines here. One, Giannis left with a calf strain. And Eric Name from The Athletic tweeted out a little Q&A with Doc Rivers. Normally, we'd be able to play back some of that the press conference, but the game's on TNT tonight, so we don't get that luxury. Eric says, the question is, we were told that it's a left soleus calf strain. Did he get an Achilles tendon test? Now, remember, I said this on Twitter earlier tonight, and I said at the beginning of the postgame show, I thought it was an Achilles injury. And then they said it was a calf strain. Then they show him walking out, literally, of the arena, and he's still limping horribly as he's walking out. Doc Rivers answered that question about the Achilles tendon test. Yeah, they're testing him for the calf, which is obviously an MRI. They'll check them both. Yeah. Next question. And there are no updates on that? Rivers said no, he just left a little while ago. So to me, that means we are not out of the woods on a possible Achilles injury right now. Because if they have the results on the Achilles, then Doc would have just said, it's not an Achilles. It's just a calf strain. We're good. Might have to sit a couple of games, but we'll be fine. He didn't say that. He said they were getting testing done on the calf and the Achilles, and they didn't essentially know yet with their MRI. So now we have to sit around and wonder and hope. Listen, if we're being honest here, if he's hurt, they're screwed. I mean, screwed. Can you get through the first round without Giannis? Possibly. Can you get through the second round without Giannis? Less likely. Can you beat the Celtics in a series without Giannis? No chance. There's no chance that's happening. So if he is out, and God forbid, if it's an Achilles, not only are you screwed now, you're screwed next season as well. And you want to talk about screwing up an offseason about what you were trying to do or wanting to do. And all the talk was, well, if they get, you know, beat in the first or second round, they're going to blow this thing up probably. Keep Giannis and Lillard. See if they can move Lopez. See if they can get calls on Middleton to move some salary and get back some assets that way to teams that are trying to get themselves over the hump. And maybe get back some younger talent. That was kind of the thought process. Or get picks, whatever. But if Giannis is out with a serious injury, that changes everything. Because then, from my perspective, if I'm John Horst, I'm playing it out with everybody I've got. Lopez comes back. Milton comes back. Lillard, obviously, is back again. Pat Bev, I bring him back again if he wants to play. And I run these guys all back through it again. You have 2 draft picks. You have 1 at the end of the first and 1 early second. So you can add 2 young players to what you have already on that bench. And then it's up to Doc whether or not he wants to keep Marjon Beauchamp, who he doesn't play and who apparently is hurt. He barely plays Andre Jackson, even though says, you know, this defense is good. Doesn't play him. A.J. Green, I think, has carved out a role for himself, so I would assume A.J. Green is back on this team next year. But you just run it all through. You just run it through again. And then going into that next summer, then you decide what you're going to do. And the other bad part about it is, what does that mean for Dame? Like, Dame wanted to get traded because, you know, he wanted a chance to win a championship. And man, oh man, if you got no Giannis next year and you don't have Giannis for the playoffs this year, toodles to that whole idea probably. More than likely. I mean, Lillard would have to be Portland Lillard every night of a playoff series. Middleton would have to average, what, 20 to 24 a night? Brooks going to have to hit 3 or 4 threes a night? Like, they would literally would have to be playing at the height of their talent level. Him, Middleton, and Lopez, every night of a playoff series to end up with this team in the finals. That's how it would have to play. Those three would all have to be playing as good as they possibly can play, not having off nights, all in sync, for them to make a run to the finals. Is it impossible? No, it's not impossible. But it's going to be very, very difficult to accomplish that if Giannis is out for a long time. Again, if you're just tuning in, Doc Rivers said that they took an MRI on the Achilles and the calf. They don't have answers on either yet. They initially said calf strain, but they don't have results of the MRI to see just what it is or how bad it is. So we're still waiting on that. Also, if you're just now tuning in as well, I announced at 9 o'clock, bringing back a Monday through Friday show here to 1250 AM The Fan from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. called Wisconsin Sports Daily. I'll be hosting it. Charlie Youssen, who's on the other side of the glass, producing for me tonight. Tonight's his first night. He'll be producing this post-game show and that show Monday through Friday as well as we add a local sports talk show back to 1250 as we continue to build this thing up again. And I'm super excited. I hope to hear from every one of you at some point through calls or tweets or Facebook posts or whatever the case may be. Follow 1250 AM The Fan on Twitter. You can follow me at Sparky Radio as well. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Coming up next, Bruce Bernstein, who does the 48 Minutes podcast. They had Giannis on earlier in the year and does a lot of Bucks talk on that podcast. A lot of Bucks talk. But he's also a Celtics fan, lives on the East Coast, was a pretty high-ranking ESPN dude for a long time over at ESPN, and he will join us coming up next to give us his thoughts from the Boston side of things, straight ahead here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan after the Bucks finally break their losing streak with a win over Boston 104-91. Welcome back. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Charlie Usen producing. Other side of the glass. Bucks win tonight 104-91 over the Celtics. And our guy, Bruce Bernstein, joins us now. Follow him on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, at Pure Hoops Bruce, co-host of the 40 Minutes, 8 Minutes podcast on the Believe Network. We just had your guy, Ross Geiger, on the last postgame show. And fitting, Bruce, that we get you on this postgame show after your Celtics lose to the Bucks tonight.
Well, you see, you had Ross on after a loss. You're having me on after a win. So I would consider myself to be sort of a good luck charm for you guys.
Yes, sure. I'll go with that. Yeah, I'm all about it. Yes. Did they win the last time I had you on, or was that after a loss?
Well, if it was the last time the Bucks and Celtics played, it was most definitely a loss for Boston.
Okay, good. I feel better about this then. Good. Maybe we'll have you on in the playoffs then. Even if they're not playing Boston, we'll just have you on and see if we can continue the streak going forward, Bruce. So I was saying earlier that you guys talk a lot of Bucks, and you watch a lot of Bucks, obviously. Your thoughts on this Bucks team to this point of the season, and now obviously losing Giannis with a calf strain. Doc Rivers said that they're doing an MRI on the calf and the Achilles to see the extent of the injury to Giannis.
Well, look, I mean, if Giannis is not at 100%, you guys could lose in the first round. If Giannis is at 100%, you could win the championship. It's all about Giannis. You guys all know that. And it's always just kind of brutal to watch a guy go down with a non-contact injury, because those are usually the ones that are bad. But I'm a huge Giannis fan, as you well know. And I'm just, you know, going to be saying a little prayer for the Greek freak tonight. I want him back as close to full strength as possible. I just do.
You had Giannis on the 48 Minutes podcast earlier in the season, because obviously Ross Geiger, who used to work for the Bucks, and Giannis are super tight. And you had a great experience with Giannis on that podcast, right?
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, it kind of put our podcast on the map. I mean, my old friends at ESPN took a clip of us talking to him, put it on NBA Today, and it was like, wow, I'm back to the future somewhat. But look, Giannis is just, what is not to like about Giannis? I mean, the only thing I could say about Giannis that's negative, and it would be kind of the same thing I would say about LeBron James, who I consider to be the greatest of all time. You know, is he that good of a general manager? Because I know that everybody, you know, the Lillard trade was sort of an offshoot of what he said on our podcast. It was a move you had to make. You needed to placate him. But, you know, you don't look better than you did last year. You know, I think you took a little bit of a step backward. That said, doesn't mean you're not going to just, like, crush it in the playoffs because, you know, you got Hall of Famers on your team.
Well, no, I mean, I understand that. I think my big question here to you is this championship or bust for the Celtics at this point? Is Mazzulla's job on the line if they don't finish this thing?
I don't think so. I mean, look, Brad Stevens, this is Brad Stevens' guy. I think they're going to win the championship. I really do. I mean, usually when a team goes wire to wire like this, and they have no excuses, Sparky. I mean, look, he's been able to rest two starters pretty much every game for the last 3 weeks. So there's, you know, Porzingis didn't play this evening, Horford didn't play this evening. You know, Holiday's had nights off, Derek White, you know, Jaylen Brown. So is it championship or bust for them? No, I don't think so. But it would be a huge disappointment after going wire to wire in the regular season. I won't say that there wouldn't be some changes made on the team if that happens. But no, I don't think Mazzulla's job is on the line at all.
It's interesting because as Bucks fans, and we've seen this story before for the Bucks, where, you know, they were the one seed a majority of the season, and then they go in the playoffs and get beat. The year they won the championship, they were a 3 seed. And going down the stretch there, I remember doing shows talking about the fact of, do you want to be a 2? Do you want to be a 3? Where do you want to be in this little tournament bracket type deal when the season ends? And now Bucks fans are, you know, kind of in the same boat as before, where you're desperately trying to hold on to this 2 seed and not fall all the way backwards, you know, to the 3 or the 4 seed or something like that going forward. I just feel like if you're not the 1 seed and you're any other seed, there's probably not as much pressure on you from the fans and media if you're not that number 1 overall seed.
Well, look, I mean, having the home court, being able to start every playoff series at home, I mean, Boston is like 35-3 at home this year. I mean, they just never lose at home. And look, if the referees are going to start calling games like they did tonight, where there's still nobody goes to the foul line,
that was insane.
You know, you can play physical. I think that's probably it. It was insane. It was goofy and stupid.
But
and
Bruce,
wrong
did
there.
You see how fast the game went? That game was done in what, less than 2 hours? That was insane. But I think, maybe I'm wrong, I've been saying this on the Green Growing podcast, I think the league does not want as many free throws game to game. They want these games to go quicker. They want more free flowing back and forth and more offense. And I think this may be the beginning of something here. I'm not saying it'll be to this extreme, but I do think, especially next year, I bet you free throws will be way down next season in the NBA.
I don't doubt that that's true. And what it means is that, you know, if this is the future of the way things are going to be, you're going to see general managers building their rosters, you know, much differently. You're going to see them go for more, you know, tougher defensive guys, knowing that they can play a physical game and they're not going to get in as, you know, in foul trouble.
Yep.
So, you know, this would have been Pat Riley's dream from the 1990s, the way those guys were a meat grinder on defense with the Knicks. So, yeah, I mean, it's not good if guys are just being clobbered and they can't go to the free throw line. I think what they're going to end up with as an unintended consequence is people are going to start getting really angry at each other, and you might start seeing some fights out there.
And I don't know if the NBA minds that either, because, again, that gets you in front of everything going on in Major League Baseball. That gets you in front of everything on sports talk radio. If you know, two teams are fighting or two stars are fighting or whatever the case may be, world stuff either. Hey, I want to make sure I promote the 48 Minutes podcast for you. I've got Golden State and the Lakers. They're the second game of this game on TNT. And your guy that was on the podcast, local guy here in Wisconsin, just drained a shot for Golden State. Tell everybody who you got on the last 48 Minutes podcast.
Well, it dropped in the wee hours of this morning. That would be Brandon Pajemski, a native of Wisconsin. Really cool young guy, very honest. It was a really nice interview. We asked him, what do you miss most about Wisconsin? And I don't know, am I allowed to mention an establishment that
sure.
he liked there that he misses?
Okay.
Culver's Custard.
Sure.
He's there. In-N-Out Burger doesn't really do it for me. I miss Culver's.
In-N-Out Burger is overrated. I'm a Wendy's guy myself, but In-N-Out Burger is completely overrated.
I said that to him. I said, look, you didn't say this, but I'm going to say it. In-N-Out Burger is very overrated. And he kind of chuckled because, you know, I'm sure he doesn't want to make any enemies at the In-N-Out Burger crowd because they're a pretty angry crowd. I mean, they're very defensive of In-N-Out Burger fans are like really weirdly defensive of that place.
Yeah, they're very overrated. Never been a fan of it at all. I am a fan, however, of yours, Bruce Bernstein. Check out the 48 Minutes podcast for sure and follow Bruce on Twitter at Pure Hoops Bruce. At Pure Hoops Bruce. Thanks so much for coming on, Bruce. Appreciate it, bud.
Anytime, Sparky. Take care, fellas.
You betcha. Take care. There is Bruce Bernstein. Again, 48 Minutes podcast and longtime producer extraordinaire, whatever you like to call it, over there at ESPN. He's got a ton of stories. A lot of stories. A lot of funny stories, too. Let's go to back to the phones. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. The question is simply this. Do you think tonight was the Bucks flipping the proverbial switch that everybody seems to think they can flip whenever they want to and then get on this run going forward and look like a good basketball team again? I, for one, am not there. I need to see them do this for the next three games on the way out into the playoffs. If they can string these together, fine, I'll be there. Otherwise, I'm still going to be somebody that isn't believing necessarily as much. Mike in Shorewood, you're next on the Potawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? First off, all good vibes to Giannis.
Yeah.
That would be a disaster with less than a week left in the season and the playoffs just about to start. This would be the worst case scenario, man. So I'm hoping that it's just a mild strain and he can be back in no time. Otherwise, man, the playoffs are going to be a load. And it looks like they're going to more than likely, unless they collapse again, they're going to hold on to this two seed. And they're probably going to play Philly or Miami. And you're going to have to be fully loaded because we know the Miami can do. And Philly with Embiid back is very dangerous. So that's that. But as far as the game tonight, I just love that they really just took it to Boston. Again, like they did previously, Boston really struggled against the Bucks. Even the game they won, remember, it went down to the wire in Boston without Giannis. So they really played Boston really well. They don't fear Boston. And you saw it again tonight when Giannis went down, everybody's thinking, all right, they're going to take over this game. And they went on that run. But credit to the Bucks. And Pat Beverly, man, say what you want about him. People may not like him unless he's on your team. You see how valuable he is, man, because he just doesn't give a damn. He just said, man, you know what? I'm taking over this game. I'm gonna hit threes. I'm gonna take a damn skyhook, and so you saw the value in and Middleton was big time. I just felt like they really dug down and they couldn't get down on themselves. And we saw they needed this win tonight because of the four debacles losing to those god awful teams.
Yep.
You got the best team in the league at home. They've rallied all the way down. It looks like they're gonna make a comeback. You didn't allow it, so hats off to them, and hopefully this is a good sign going to the playoffs. Thanks for Tyler.
You betcha. Take care. There is Mike Short. I thought he was going to start coughing up a lung while he was on the radio. You could hear he was kind of trying to stop himself from coughing. I do it all the time, so I can relate. But that's it, though. And I said it earlier, even as a fan, because the players are the same way, you just want to see it go in a couple times to feel better about this team. Just get some threes. Make me feel better about it, right? And they got to see that there in the first quarter when they hit eight threes. And that momentum kind of carried them. Now, I wasn't buying any of that until, like, oh, I don't know, late fourth quarters when I finally started to believe they're actually going to win this game. But that's all positive stuff. Now the question is, second game of a back-to-back, you're at home, you get Orlando, playoff team, battling, trying to get that two seed. You're not going to have Giannis by all indications, obviously. So how do you come out and play tomorrow against Orlando? Do you come out and shoot the ball well and play well again? Or do you lay an egg tomorrow night and get beat by Orlando at home? And we're on the air tomorrow night either way. Win or lose, we're back on the air tomorrow night. As soon as the game's over, you turn to 1250 or on your Odyssey app. You can listen for free there too. And we'll be here for you. Lamont, Northwest Side, you're next on 1250 AM, The Fan. Man, Buff and Wapon was calling you out and talking about you earlier in the show, Lamont.
Who?
Buff and Wapon. You know who Buff is. Yeah. Calling you out. Hey, whatever happened to Lamont, man? I'm like, dude, he moved on up. That's what happened to Lamont. He's a big-time alderman now. Now he's the guy.
Hey, man, I'm just, you know, trying to do the good work that needs to be done. That's all.
Well, I appreciate you, buddy, and I'm waiting for you to come in studio because you said you were going to come in studio at some point.
Yeah, man, I want to get in there. You know,
so maybe do I have to like get a police escort for you or something now?
Hey, man, no comment, man.
I'll tell you something right now. Back when we did we still do the toy drive every year, and I can't wait for the toy drive this year because I'll be able to broadcast a show every day from the toy drive from 2 to 5. Wisconsin Sports Daily, again, starts on Monday. If you're just tuning in, that was the big announcement every day. I'll be on the air doing that show. But back in the day, Scott Walker was like a county exec, just pulled up in his like car, no big deal. By the time we got done doing that toy drive, he was like the governor, all this other stuff, police escort, black Escalades pulling up, everything. It completely changed. Is that what I'm dealing with you now, Lamont? Is this all going to change now?
Hey, man, we'll see, man. I'm looking forward to the toy drive, though.
I am, too. I will see you out there, and you can come on and be a part of it.
For sure, man. I'm looking forward to it. We'll be happy to.
Good. First week after Thanksgiving, you know, Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. Go ahead.
Yeah, keep me posted, man. Remind me. Hey, this is great, dude. This is a phenomenal feeling. You know, I remember listening and calling in. Dude, I remember my son is a freshman in college. Dude, I remember when he was in his car seat driving around.
Man, are you trying to make me feel like death old? What are we doing here?
Listen, man, you know when you have babies and, you know, they won't stop crying, so you take them on car rides?
Yeah, I got it right now. Thank you for reminding me. Yes, I've got it right now. Thank you. Yes.
Hey, so this is, man, this really takes me back, dude. This is like, you know when you have stuff that's a part of your life and it abruptly goes away and, man, I'm just glad you're back, dude. I'm really glad you're back. It's great to listen and, man, it's just awesome to have this back.
I want my old crew of callers back. I want my old listeners back. I want new callers. I want new listeners. I want to, you know, raise the next generation of kids growing up in their parents' car, driving around after Bucks games or coming home from school, listening to Sparky. I want to start this all over again, man. I mean, we had a run there from, what, 05 to 22? That's 17 years. I'd like to have another run of about 20 years here before I'm done.
It's going to happen. My son was born in 05, so...
That was the year we started, January of 05. Yep.
So, to answer your question about the Bucks hitting a flip, I don't know. I'm not sure. They look decent tonight, but, you know, it was a weird game. I think, what was it, two free throws were shot tonight?
Two free throws by Giannis, and that's all for the Bucks, and not a single free throw by the Celtics.
Yeah, and that's not normal.
No.
Porzingis was out. I don't know, dude. It's very weird. I can't put my finger on what's going on with the Bucks. I hope a flip will switch. I'm not confident. I mean, you probably know better than me because I don't really pay attention to the stuff like I used to. But can we slide all the way down to the sixth seed? Or do we have tiebreakers that we win or what?
Yeah, let me call up the standings here and look at all of this after some of tonight's games as we go through this. Right now, the Bucks have a game advantage on the Knicks. They have a two-game advantage on Orlando and Cleveland, who are both 46 and 33. The Bucks are 48 and 31. Knicks 47 and 32. Then the Pacers are 46 and 34. They're 2.5 back. I can't see them having any chance of moving that far up. And then just outside of that sixth spot to the seventh spot is Philly. They're 17.5 back, so they're not going to catch the Bucks either. So really, the main threats here are the Knicks, Orlando, and Cleveland. Orlando especially, because Orlando has you tomorrow and then has you the last game of the season on Sunday. So they are your biggest threat, right? I mean, you take care of Orlando tomorrow, and you can forget about them, Chase, catching you at that point. And then it's just kind of keeping an eye on the Knicks. But there's a huge difference between being 2 and 4 right now. And they've got to figure out a way to win out these last three games to make sure they hold that position.
For sure. It's going to be interesting, man. But I'll reach out and let you know. Hopefully I can get in there soon.
Yep. All right, buddy. Take care. There he is, our guy,
right,
Lamont,
care,
Northwest Side. One of my favorites. Got a lot of favorites. Y'all know who you are. Been calling in for a long time. But we got to find some of these other guys that, you know, may not know we're on the air doing a post-game show. Probably definitely don't know, because I just announced it on the air tonight, that we'll be starting a brand new show on Monday, Wisconsin Sports Daily, 2 to 5 in the afternoon with me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, talking Packers, talking Bucks, talking Brewers. I cannot wait to talk Brewers. I do Curry Long Podcast 3 days a week with Ryan Horvath. I do Green and Growing Podcast 2 days a week with Nathan Marzion. big-time Bucks fan. Y'all know from social media, right? So we do that. I even do my spare time bowling show I used to do on Sunday mornings with Dwight Albrecht and Phil Brilo. We do a podcast version of that once a week called the Spare Time Bowling Show Podcast. But I got nothing for Brewers. I do interviews. In fact, I just did one. I just did an interview. What was it? Friday. And it's up on 1250 AM The Fan or on your Odyssey app. Matthew Trueblood of Brewer Fanatic. I did a Brewer interview with him. I've done interviews with Kurt Hoag, Tim Muma, and so forth. And interviews are one thing, but it's not the same thing as doing a talk show talking about the Brewers and taking calls and playing highlights and that type of stuff. I cannot wait to start talking about some Brewers baseball getting back on the air next week. Looking very, very forward to that for certain. And I can tell you, I don't have necessarily day and time locked up yet, but Tim Dillard of Bally Sports Wisconsin, Brewers analyst and so forth, he will be a weekly guest on Wisconsin Sports Daily starting up next year, thanks to Fourth Base Restaurant and CJ and those guys for helping. I'll be a sponsor of that. So looking forward to having him on every week, and we're going to try and make sure we do something Brewers-related every single show Monday through Friday. We'll do something Bucks-related as well Monday through Friday, and of course, there'll be Packers and draft and all that fun stuff all mixed into everything else. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait. Monday, April 15th, this Monday, tax day, of course, right? They put me, Sparky, let's start a new show. How about tax day? Okay, that works. Tax day it is. So April 15th, Monday, 2 to 5 in the afternoon. Listen on your Odyssey app. Turn on the radio dial. Go old school. Turn on 1250 AM The Fan. And again, I need your help to spread the word, to get the word out to people that we're doing this again. Because that's how we're going to grow this thing, is word of mouth. So appreciate all of your help. Palo Alto Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show served up by Wendy's. Again, if you haven't heard, I'm going to tell you one more time, the Orange Dreamsicle Frosty is at Wendy's for a limited time. And when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's and get yourself a free small Frosty, no purchase necessary, within 24 hours after a win. So act fast and go get yourself that free Frosty. And again, that Orange Dreamsicle Frosty tastes just like the Orange Dreamsicle that you used to have growing up as a kid. Promise you, that's exactly what it tastes like. There's absolutely no joke. You try it and you will tweet at Sparky Radio, or you'll call me next week between 2 and 5. You're like, you were right. That Orange Dreamsicle is awesome. That Frosty. So go get it. Go get it right now. Bucks get the win tonight over the Boston Celtics. Coming up next, we'll read some of your tweets. Take some more of your calls. Got one segment left. If you want to hop aboard, talk about the Bucks. Do you think they flipped that proverbial switch? Do you think things are fixed now for the Bucks and they're going to get on the run? Or are you kind of still doubting it like I am at this point and need to see more consistency like they did tonight, kind of going forward the rest of the regular season? 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan.
This NFL offseason, don't sacrifice your precious time. Double down on it. With Curd and Long, you'll fit 25 hours in a day. Ensure every moment from chores to errands is infused with football. Follow Curd and Long in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM The Fan. Don't forget, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold. The huge video wall sitting for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens up this May. Also known as next month. It's here already. I've been working on that thing for a while. And like I said, I've been hearing through the grapevine, it's going to be one of the biggest ones in the Midwest. So it's going to be sweet. I just kind of compare it to like a Vegas sportsbook experience, probably. If you've been out to Vegas and you've seen a Vegas sportsbook, think along those lines. If you've never been to Vegas and you don't know what one of those look like, you're going to have your socks blown off. But guarantee you that. When you see this thing, when it opens up next month at Pottawatomie, I am looking so forward to that opening up, and hoping to do some shows down there too. So that'd be kind of cool. Do a show or two down there. Y'all can come hang out, and maybe I'll be out doing some shows for the post-game shows during the playoff runs. You come out, say hi, hang out with me too, like old times. Hopefully we can get that done too. Well, we got a few minutes left here. after the Bucks get the victory again tonight over the Boston Celtics. And again, you know, the Celtics didn't have Porzingis, didn't have Al Horford, but the Bucks still get the win, 104-91. Update on Giannis's injury. It's a sprained calf. Doc Rivers said that they're doing an MRI for the Achilles tendon and an MRI on the calf. And as of post-game, he did not have any more information other than that. They showed on TV Giannis limping out of the stadium. John Horst, like, hugging and dabbing up his whole family, the Bucks GM. And he was still limping pretty bad. So I don't see any chance he plays tomorrow, obviously. And who knows if he plays the rest of the regular season or not, or if he misses any time in the playoffs. We'll just have to wait and see. Producing tonight's show, his first night as part of 1250 AM The Fan's new family, he is Charlie Husen. And Charlie, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate you for being a member of the new team here at The Fan.
Of course. I'm really excited to be a part of the team. Really excited to be at the station, working in sports radio. Like, I've always loved sports. Really excited to be here.
So tell everybody kind of what your background is. You just graduated, what, in December, right, from college?
In December, I graduated from Elmhurst University with a journalism degree. I was a part of the radio station there for 3 years, played football there. I had a really good time there. Go Blue Jays.
Go! I'll promise you, nobody listening has any idea that Elmhurst College's or Elmhurst University's a thing is Blue Jays. You say Blue Jay, I think of Toronto, the baseball team. So, what was the logo? Was the logo a bird then?
It was literally a Blue Jay sitting in a crest, like a little triangle.
Oh,
and that was it. It wasn't too complicated.
What position did you play?
I played offensive tackle.
O-line,
played a little bit of guard when I first got there, but moved out to tackle.
Nice. This will be good during Packers season. I'll have a football guy that I can talk to. I mean, I used to have Gary Ellerson, who played for the Packers, and you know, the Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. But you'll do, Charlie. You'll do. You know, we'll be fine. We'll get through it. We'll make this work one way or the other. So that's good. Now, the unfortunate part about this is, because people are going to find out eventually, is you grew up with a parent that loved the score in Chicago and loves Chicago sports teams, right?
Yes, I did. My dad grew up right outside Wrigley in Wrigleyville.
But you grew up here.
Sports. I'm a Bears fan till I die. Bulls and Cubs, I like them, but I can like the Bucks and Brewers too enough.
Okay, hold on a second. So, but you grew up in Wisconsin. You didn't grow up by Wrigley. You did not, correct?
I did not. No, I grew up in Brookfield.
And where did you go to high school?
Brookfield Central High School.
Brookfield Central. Okay. So he grew up here his whole life and got stuck being a fan of Chicago teams because his parent was a fan of Chicago teams. So he kind of got born into that mess to a certain degree. So we'll see. We'll see if we can help you. The Bears thing, I don't know. I mean, I feel more or less bad for you Bears fans. Y'all have been through some rough times. Never really had a quarterback. Still may not have a quarterback, depending on who you draft. Like, that's going to be tough. You're going to get made fun of a lot by Packer fans. It is what it is. You'll just have to accept it. Nobody cares about the Bulls here. So that's not a big deal one way or the other. And you said Cubs, not White Sox?
I did say Cubs, not White Sox. Yeah.
Okay. Don't like Cub fans. Always end up in fights with Cub fans at games in Milwaukee. That's never a fun thing. Cubs really haven't been a threat, per se, to the Brewers in quite a while. But I will tell you this. I hate Craig Counsell. So from that perspective, I hope they lose every freaking game all year long after what happened this offseason. And I'll have lots of time to get into that on Wisconsin Sports Daily, 2 from 2 to 5. That was, you know, there have been days along the line here where I was like, man, I want to just go turn the microphone on, take, you know, the nationally syndicated programming off the air and just start doing a talk show about to myself, even if nobody's listening. I'm just going to start talking to myself. And that Counsell thing, when that all went down, I was absolutely dying because I didn't have anywhere to go vent about it necessarily. Because, again, I don't do a baseball podcast per se. So instead, you know, I call up Tim Moomer from Brewer Fanatic. We do interviews and we put it up on 1250 AM, the Fan's website, or in our Best Brewers coverage or whatever. And he had to deal with me yelling at him every time something would go wrong with the Cubs Counsell thing or the Brewers or whatever the case may be. So again, Wisconsin Sports Daily starts this Monday, 2 to 5 in the afternoon. All right, what else should people know about you, Charlie, that we have not covered yet? We'll probably have to do this again on the Daily Show at some point. But tonight, what else should people know about you? big football player.
I'm a huge movie fan. I always compare sports to a lot of movies. I watch a lot of movies. That's one of my favorite things. Eventually, I want to get into screenwriting, too, make some sports documentaries. But
I don't think that's a, no.
I think people should know about me.
That's not a thing, Charlie. No. Now, if you get into sports talk radio, you're pretty much admitting you probably can't do much else in life. So that's why you're here doing sports talk radio. These aspirations of going to Hollywood and writing movies. Charlie, I love you already. We just met here a couple days ago. But that seems like I'm not about crushing people's dreams. But that would be a hell of a story for our radio station. If you go from producing to writing a huge movie and becoming some famous Hollywood guy and got your start as a producer at SSP, I couldn't be more proud, Charlie.
Well, I'm ready to break the mold here.
That would be amazing. You think about it. Like, I'm trying to think of everybody we've worked with here at 1250. Like, who's gone on? Probably Bart, right? Of everybody that has worked here, who's gone on to kind of do the most? After they left here, I would say it's Bart Winkler doing the CBS Sports Radio program, and that's Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. If you're just tuning in and you had no idea he's been doing this, he's been doing it for a couple months or whatever it is now. And I unfortunately knock him off doing the postgame show from time to time. But like when we go off the air here at 10 o'clock, Bart Winkler will be on, and he talks a lot of Milwaukee sports, talks some Packers, all that stuff. And Bart has not changed at all. It is still the same Bart Winkler you remember. So he's on every night from 9 to 1. So that's a nationally syndicated show. So I'd say he did pretty well. Ryan Horvath doing the nationally syndicated show for BetMGM tonight on the BetQL network. He's done very well after leaving here. Toby Altizer, who is filling in for me, who is also part of that morning show with Bart, works out at the team and the fan in Washington, D.C. He'll be filling in for me on Friday night and Sunday afternoon. Because before all this good news started happening that we were bringing the station back, I had already made commitments to be out of town this weekend. So I won't be here Friday or Sunday. I'm here tomorrow. But Friday and Sunday, Toby Altizer will be filling in for me. He's been following the Bucks still. So he'll be on taking my place. And then Monday, 2-5, Wisconsin Sports Daily, Monday through Friday. I cannot wait for that. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show right here on 1250 AM. The Fans, served up by Wendy's. The Bucks losing streak is over. They beat the Boston Celtics. We'll do this again tomorrow night after the Bucks take on the Orlando Magic. Tell everyone you know, Wisconsin Sports Daily starting on Monday. Toodles!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.